This episode of the Heart Center Business Podcast is a short and sweet one, but it's also a very juicy episode because I'm going to share with you what I think is one of the biggest red flags when it comes to business coaches and what they are teaching online. This is episode number 397 of the Heart Centered Business Podcast. I'm Tash Corbin, and you can find all the relevant links and show notes from today's episode at tashcorbin.com/397. Let's dive into this one because I got some red flags to share with you, but I think you'll be surprised by the biggest. I'm Tash Corbin, and this is the Heart Centered Business Podcast. So there are actually lots and lots of things that turn me off from business coaches, business mentors, marketing gurus, and anyone who's trying to teach certain marketing, business growth, or client attraction strategies online. So some examples of those would be things like toxic marketing, bypassing people's consent, using agitation-based marketing where you're just throwing giant results around the internet, making people feel like they are less than and there's something wrong with them because they haven't figured out that tiny little secret that they could just pay you $10,000 for, blah, blah, blah. I cannot stand all of that toxic marketing stuff. I also, though, I get very turned off by people who talk about being in the 4 a.m. club or the 5 a.m. club or any of that kind of hustle kind of language. A lot of that is like created by straight white men with wives who take care of all the household responsibilities for straight white men with wives who take care of all the household responsibilities. They'll often say it's applicable to everyone, but they're coming from a very privileged position that they can't see as a privileged position. So I'm not really keen on the 5 a.m. club. I say quite regularly on this podcast, I care not for a sunrise. I care not to see any sunrises. Thank you very much. I love a sleep in. Anyone who quotes Tony Robbins stuff or pictures Tony Robbins as a shining example of personal development or business strategy or anything along those lines, the fact that Tony Robbins uses hypnosis to make sales without people's consent to hypnotize them should be a giant red flag that means that no one ever buys from Tony Robbins ever again. But there are so many people who, for them, it is fine that that is bypassed and it is fine that they are hypnotized without their consent because Tony Robbins has shared something with them in their lifetime that has helped them. It's been really helpful. I would say that that is also coming from a very privileged position. You're in a privileged position of being willing to have your consent bypass in order to experience some kind of positive outcome. But what about the poor people who don't actually have that same position of privilege as you? Maybe they've spent money that they couldn't afford to spend because they did it whilst they were hypnotized. Maybe there are also people who have had their bodily autonomy bypassed by Tony Robbins. Like, the guy is so problematic. You can hear I get very ranty about it. And whilst I can acknowledge and appreciate that you may have had some kind of positive outcome from this guy, if you are running around the internet singing his praise is still and talking about how amazing he is as a business coach or mentor or marketing strategist, red flag, not going to buy from you. And then another big deal breaker for me is people who don't understand how to create inclusion. If I look at someone's client base and there's not a lot of diversity there, that often says to me that marginalized people do not feel safe in your spaces. If you're not across how to create safe and inclusive spaces, you are using toxic marketing strategies, you're using spiritual bypassing language, you're not acknowledging people's lived experiences. If your spaces allow racism, homophobia, ableism to proliferate, that's a big giant red flag. Of course, I'm not going to be working with someone like that. But there's actually one for me that is even more like those are all red flags. I'm not working with anyone in that space. But there is something that I hear from coaches and business mentors that's more subtle that I'd really like to talk about today. And for me, it's a run the other way as fast as you can red flag when it comes to finding a business mentor or a business coach. And that is when they use the statement, the only way to do X is Y. So they are basically saying that the only way to achieve a certain outcome is to do one particular strategy or take one particular action. So you might hear it as like you should always focus on building your business through a Facebook group, not a Facebook page. Or if you are running webinars instead of challenges, then you're doing it all wrong. Webinars are dead. You should be running challenges. What they are in essence saying is the only way I know how to help you grow a business is by running challenges. I don't know how to help you grow a business with webinars. Or the only way I know how to help you to grow your audience on Facebook is by creating your own Facebook group. I don't know how to help you grow and scale your Facebook page. So that one is a big red flag for me because it is actually a big screaming sign that they are a copy-paste business coach or mentor. That if you want to have success with them, you have to be able to grow your business copying and pasting whatever it is that they've done or whatever it is that they do with the majority of their clients. So it might be there are messaging mentors who say, if you're not in your message creating a sense of discomfort in your audience with their current state, then there's no way you're going to be able to incentivize them to move and buy from you. What they are saying is the only way I know how to get sales with messaging is to agitate up your audience and make them feel deeply uncomfortable with the situation they're in right now, i.e. dial up their pain, dial up their anxiety, dial up the pressure so that they will do anything to get out of that situation, including buying from you when it isn't actually the right offer or it's not actually going to get them results. So that type of messaging being used by any kind of business coach or mentor is a huge red flag for me. It means they don't have the ability to discern between different niches, between different markets, between different business models. It means that if the strategy that you copy and paste from them does not work for you, there's no nuance, there's no adjusting. They'll just tell you it's your mindset. There's clearly something wrong with you. There's something about your strategy or your offer that's just not the right fit. It just doesn't work. That's on you. It's not on them because they've taught you everything that they promised they would teach you because that is the strategy that they're set on. And that's the strategy that they said they'd teach you and they've taught it to you. So if it didn't work, it's on you. It's not on them. And unfortunately, that's the most common horror story that I hear from people when they are talking to me about working together. We hear this quite a lot from people who come and join us in the Takeoff program or in the accelerator, that they have unfortunately wasted a lot of time and a lot of money working with mentors, that what they realized in the end was their mentor was just copying and pasting strategy or messaging templates or structures or processes from their mentor. And because what they did when their mentor taught it to them worked or didn't work well, but they feel like they'll make more money selling that strategy to others. The amount of health coaches who haven't made it as health coaches, but now are business mentors for health coaches is starting to become alarming. But what it is telling you is that they copy-pasted something from someone else and that worked for them. So now they think it's as easy as copy-pasting it for you and it's going to work for you. But unfortunately, in most cases, when it comes to the nuance of applying it to a different niche or a different market, when it comes to the nuance of building the business and marketing strategy around the individual business owner's strengths, around their zone of genius, and around the issues and areas that they are most passionate about talking about, there's so much more to the decision-making process and to the strategic decisions that unfortunately copy-paste mentors and coaches just don't have the capacity or the skills or experience to be able to make that change and to apply that to other people's business models. So where you hear that statement of the only way to X is to Y, or you need to always do this particular model of marketing strategy, it always works better than that particular model of marketing strategy, that is when I recommend we turn around and run the other way, because that one is the biggest red flag for me in working with a business coach. It tells me that they aren't going to be able to actually apply their strategy to my specific needs and my specific business with any form of nuance. So my opportunity or my gift for you as a follow-up to today's podcast episode is I would love for you to come and ask a question of me. And I want you to ask it through the lens of things that you've been told are always better than other things, or that are the only way to be able to achieve a certain outcome. So come on over to the show notes at tashcorbin.com/397 and pop on over to the link. I'll give you a link there to go and submit your question for the podcast. And I'm going to do a special podcast episode where I dispel and talk through other options when you've heard some of those concrete thinking, blinkered thinking, there's only this one way to do it messaging from other coaches or mentors, or even if you've heard them from me, and I'm going to actually go through and find other ways that we can make those specific models work, or other ways that we can create the same outcome or a better outcome using a different strategy. So make sure that you come over to tashcorbin.com/397, because this has been episode number 397 of the Heart Centered Business Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode. And until next time, I cannot wait to see you shine. Bye for now. Would you like more tips, tools, and resources to help you grow your heart-centered business? Head to tashcorbin.com today.